You cannot be effective without the Holy Spirit operating through your life and in your life. The Holy Spirit is vital to the mission of the church.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Today's message was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today. This sermon is entitled, The Difference Maker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need the Holy Spirit. And one reason why that many people are missing is because they're not hungry. When you get thirsty enough, you'll reach for what is really going to satisfy. I submit to you the Holy Ghost. He will satisfy you every time. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of dead, dry, cold church. What I need is a fresh drink of water every time I show up. I don't need my preacher to be out on the golf course every week getting up a little cliche. I need him to be in the prayer closet and come out with a thus saith the Lord. I want to sit beside somebody filled with the Holy Ghost that when I say hallelujah, they say hallelujah. When I say praise, they say God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not easy to be able to have a Pentecostal church, but I came to tell you that's what Pace Assembly is, that's what it's been, and that's what it's always going to be, a Holy Ghost tongue-talking, fire-baptized kind of church. Now, if you want that, welcome to the real church from the book of Acts. Come on now. I'm talking about the church that's going to make a difference. Plenty of churches that occupy the landscape. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm sad to know even the very church that I was saved in, I got the word a few days ago because there is no one that wants to go. Last membership roster was 3. They've shut that church down, my home church where I got saved. Can I tell you something? Somebody needs to get refired with the Holy Spirit. And I don't care who you are or where you are. If there's not an anointing, wait for the anointing to come before you do anything, because when you step up and grab a microphone, when you step up and lay hands, when you step up and begin to witness, it shouldn't be you, it should be the anointing that's overflowing in your life that they're experiencing. That's the reason why I don't want to do a whole lot of counseling. I don't need to know all your stuff. You don't need a preacher who's just a kid. If you want counseling, I'll direct you. I'll help you in some area. I'll do anything I can, point you in the right direction. But I'm not here to kiss babies. I'm not a politician, even though I love you, babies. Come on. I'm here as your pastor and preacher to be filled and to influence you to be filled, because we cannot accomplish what we need to do without his help. I know you're smart. We got a lot of incredibly intelligent people. But you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit before you step into that classroom and teach those little kids. Come on, somebody. He shall be in you. We have to depend on him to lead us and guide us. Listen to me, all you graduates. You must depend on him to lead you and guide you. In fact, ask for his help. I said, ask for his help. He wants to lead you and guide you. The church is not called to compete with the world. And today, much of what is shown and people see is if you've got the lights, the smoke, and the orator, you got it all together. But I've seen a lot of places pack out with somebody that was dry as last year's bird's nest. I don't care what they say. Unless it's anointed of the Holy Spirit and lines up with that book right there, God's not going to put a seal. Listen, the Holy Spirit will only baptize what he births. If the Holy Ghost didn't birth it, he's not going to anoint it. Come on, somebody. This is important because the Holy Spirit is more powerful. We want to compare, and God said, you're not having to compete with this world. Listen, we'll never have enough lights and enough stuff to be able to compete. Hollywood and everybody else will have, no doubt. We'll do what we can do with what we've got. I'll use any mechanism, illustration that I possibly can. But I want you to know something. We're not called to compete with this world out here. And that's the reason why that you got to make up your mind. I'm going to come to church on Sunday. I'm going to come on Wednesday, we're in revival, whatever it may be, because there's going to be plenty of competition for your time. But the Holy Spirit said to me, you're not out there competing with this world. There is no competition. Greater is he that is in you, church, than he that is in the world. There is no competition. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than 10,000s of the world. Come on now. The Holy Spirit comes to bring the resurrection life of God on the inside. He gives us witness that Jesus is alive. How do you know Jesus is alive? Well, the only way you know is by the witness of the Holy Spirit. You weren't there when he got up from the grave, but you have the Spirit that got him up from the grave. You have dwelling on the inside, not another Holy Spirit that's not attached to Jesus. It's the same Spirit of Jesus, the Christ, dwells in you if you're a believer and born again. You need to understand, he's not giving you a substitute or a sub-God. He's giving to you the same Spirit. He said, it's better for you, expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, disciples, I can't send him. He's dwelling on the inside of me. But when I go, you're going to know I've arrived. How do you know? Because I'm going to sit down at the right hand of the Father in majesty and glory. And when I sit down in my seat, I'm sending you the same Spirit that raised up my body. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a power that is in this world called the Holy Ghost, and he is greater than any power or authority. I don't care what North Korea, Iran, or anybody else does. There is a power that's greater. It's God Almighty, and that God is dwelling in you. Say amen. He's the breath, the ruah of the Almighty. The Bible says that Adam was laying there a form, and all of a sudden, God breathed the ruah, the spirit. And man became a living nephesh, a living soul. He was aware of himself for the first time. Before you got saved, you didn't know what you were supposed to do, where you were supposed to go, how you were going to get there. Oh, you had a plan, but the book says you may have plans, but God has a purpose. Let me try that one on. I know you got plenty of plans inside of your life, but God's purposes will prevail, the proverb says. Once you become aware through the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, suddenly the direction of God becomes clear. Your eyes are open. You become aware of the reason why I'm existing. I'm not just here as a protoplasmic blob of nothingness on this earth. I'm here by divine appointment and assignment of God Almighty. And he so much values me that he took his same Spirit and placed that Spirit on the inside of me so I could be a success and a conqueror through all things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are spirit led, not spirit driven. And even though the trends of the church today will depend upon the arm of the flesh and human abilities, this church right here will always depend upon the Holy Spirit to flow through. Otherwise, there is nothing left. No amount of human effort can accomplish or substitute for what the Holy Spirit can do. You're sitting in a building right now, and the other buildings on this property that are paid for today. Because the hand of God guided the individual, my predecessor, my mentor, the emeritus, to be able to lead this church in that direction. Not just to be paid for, but to have a place that is strictly and thoroughly furnished of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you weren't here when the predecessors and the prayer warriors that have gone on were sitting in the very locations where you are. But can I tell you, all around this place, all around this property, all inside of the individuals that are in this building that are filled with the Holy Spirit, is the same Spirit of God that's kept this church alive. When they wanted to come in and shoot the preacher, it It was a Holy Ghost conviction that grabbed a hold of the man with the gun and made him go outside. When the devil tried to come inside of the chapel in the middle of a service and the Holy Ghost anointing was there, they opened up the Bible, the preacher did, captured the devil, threw him outside, and people saw the manifestation of that devil leaving this place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no less that we're fighting in spiritual warfare today, and no less of the Holy Spirit can we have than those that occupied the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2. So what does he want to do? Jesus said, be endued with power from on high. Don't try to preach. Don't try to sing. Don't try to accomplish anything until you've been endued with power from on high. I'm going to give you three things right here. Number one, he wants to infect you. Infect. Somebody say infect. He wants to infect you. My nurses and folks in this building know exactly what I'm talking about infection, and some of you do too as you're sniffling and snorting and blowing in this service this morning. Infection. Infection. I want to tell you what you are when the Holy Spirit comes in. You are the host of the Holy Ghost. When you get infected, it gets on the inside first. You don't show up on the outside. Something was going on the inside before it manifests itself on the outside. Are you tracking with me this morning? Infection gets on the inside, attaches itself to the host, and then spreads throughout the body. I'm using that metaphor this morning to let you know you are the host of the Holy Ghost. And there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues of fire, Acts 2 says, came upon all of them, and they all were filled. The whole place was filled. The whole place was infected of the Holy Ghost. Not one inch of that upper room place was not affected and infected by the Holy Spirit, and they began to manifest. Listen, talking in tongues is not the Holy Ghost. It's the initial physical evidence that you have the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of you. When you open your mouth and you let him come out of your innermost being, he's going to take hold of your tongue. Here's a little lesson for you. Somebody said, well, why the tongue, not the ear? Why not falling down? Why not holy laughter? Why not this? Why not that? Because James says that your tongue is set on fire of hell. And James says in the book of James that if you can control the tongue, you can control the whole body. I can't get no help in here. I just talked about gossip. Come on, somebody. If you can get a hold, have you ever, just reach in there between your ivories right now and take your fingers and try to hold your tongue. Just reach in there and try it. I dare you to do it right now. Just reach in there and try to grab your tongue. You can't hold it for very long. It's slippery. Come on, somebody. It's weaseling its way out. That little muscle inside of there is trying to quiver away from your hand, because the one thing you cannot control without the Holy Spirit is that tongue. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you good Holy Ghost-filled saints, let go on your own, will open your mouth and say stuff that you didn't think would come out of your mouth if you don't. You know you've been praising God one time and looking cockeyed at somebody about to say something. You ought to thank God for every time you are about to say something, but the Holy Ghost said, whoop. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind. You better not. You're going to need it. You're going to need every piece of your mind. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you better keep it. You better keep your mouth. You better keep your tongue. You better hold on. Well, who's the only one that can control that? That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing how of all the ways that the Holy Spirit could show you the evidence that he's arrived, he picked the one most uncontrollable part of your body, gets a hold of your tongue, and now the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit is that you speak with other tongues. Some would say that's of the devil. Others would say you're mad. But the book lets us know in Acts 2, that's the evidence that showed up that the Holy Spirit have arrived. Well, that just happened then. Well, you didn't read the rest of it. Acts chapter number 10, it happened again. Well, you didn't read the rest of it. Acts chapter 19, it happened again. And just in case, after a while, if you don't believe, I couldn't convince you of nothing. All I can say is, at 9 years old on the piano side, I lifted my hands and the Holy Ghost came down, and I've been talking in tongues ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, don't knock it till you tried it. I say be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and you watch your life supernaturally get up by the power of God. Somebody lift your hands and thank him for the Holy Ghost.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.